Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and the United Steelworkers, and we appreciate their support. Joining us today, we've got Katie Dexter of Appletree Media Works. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You are, in fact, as a matter of disclaimer, our web person. You take care of our websites, and you do a great job. We have survived because of you, some pretty malicious denial of service attacks and so on and so forth. I guess somebody doesn't like what we're saying out there. I don't know, but that's okay. Because you're prepared. We've weathered the storm without much ado about anything. And I always want to thank you for that and let people know you're doing a great job for us.
Thanks, Charles. We're proud of our team we have here.
Well, there you go. We appreciate it. Hey, I am sure that one of the questions you get on a regular basis is, what should we build our website with? WordPress, Wix, Weebly, Sticks and Twigs? I don't know.
Yep, we do. We get this question quite a bit. You know, and it all comes down to, what are your needs? What are your final goals? What do you want to do with your website? So that's what we're going to talk about today, just because I get the question, so I know that some of your listeners have the same question.
Absolutely. So where do we begin on this? I mean, we use WordPress, and it's worked fine for us.
Yep. Our first question is usually, well, what's your budget? What are you looking to spend? What are you looking to invest in your website? You know, they all start at free. WordPress, Wix, Weebly, they all start at free. And then from there, they offer various premium versions that will allow you, say, to use your own domain. So instead of the unionedge.weebly.com, you would have the unionedge.com. And so that's, you know, one of the first steps on their add-on process. And then also your hosting. Are you going to have it hosted? Are you going to trust WordPress or Wix or Weebly.com to host your website? You're going to use a little bit more robust host. In your case, for the Union Edge, you guys are pretty robust. We've got some pretty beefy hosting behind you guys. We have a lot of traffic. You've got a lot of listeners out there downloading different podcasts that you guys post. So for you guys, the lower versions of these certainly aren't going to work for you guys. So that's usually where we start. What is your budget? And also for building, you know, some people can build a Wix or a Weebly site on their own. They don't need to hire a professional. Other people want a WordPress site that's beautiful with all sorts of interactive stuff going on it. And then they're going to need a professional. So that's where their budget's going to kick in.
Absolutely. And, you know, Katie, one size doesn't fit all. I mean, you know, you do work for us. You do work for the Utility Workers Union of America, their international website. I am sure that you have much smaller clients than them. When we're starting off, is it pretty much the same, or coming out of the gate, are there differences?
It depends on what type of organization we're working with. As far as locals go, we've got a great standard package that covers pretty much any local that comes to us and says, hey, we need a new website. We've outgrown our Wix site, or, you know, we just can't do what we need to do with our Weebly site. We've got a great, valuable WordPress package that we offer. And that's got all the bells and whistles for what we know people want on their websites, what their users want to find on their websites. So in that case, yep, it's standard package for a local. Some locals want to go farther than that. Some of them want a member database. We've got a member database package. Some of them want to handle grievances. Some of them want to handle certification tracking. We have all of those. Those aren't, you know, our lower level standard package, but there's certainly things that we can do because we've been doing union websites for, gosh, I think we're going on 9 years now. So we've been doing this a while.
Absolutely. And one of the things I know, as far as I know, we're the only radio website that you deal with.
We handle an amateur radio website.
Okay.
It's completely different than you guys.
Right.
But, yeah.
You know, because we're doing podcasting, we're doing streaming. We've got some, you know, we've got a shopping cart there. We've got, you know, other things. And I know that at times when we've asked you to do stuff for us, there wasn't necessarily an on-the-shelf solution. You guys pretty much had to go out and either find it or build it.
Right, and that's where WordPress is so powerful. Wix and Weebly, unless it's there on the menu to choose in their drag-and-drop program, if it's not there, you can't just go out and find it. You can't build it the way that we do with WordPress. You know, we're able to go in and we can create the PHP code or the MySQL code or whatever kind of coding our development team needs to do to give you exactly what you're looking for. And that's really the big difference with WordPress, is it's very flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. As we're moving forward, you know, we've got a budget. We know what a budget is. We know what our goals are. Talk to us about traffic goals. I mean, we have anywhere from 20 to 30,000 downloads a month. And obviously we want to see that higher, and it grows. We're consistently growing. How do we increase traffic? What, you know, isn't there some kind of dirty tricks we can use to increase our traffic?
Well, I think what you're talking about, the dirty tricks are commonly referred to as black hat SEO tactics, and we don't allow those. There's certainly things you can do, you know, you can draw in people to your website for things that have nothing to do with what your business does. But Google's smarter than that. Bing is smarter than that. And I say, hey, wait a minute, you know, what are these guys doing over here? And they actually ding you for it. They're going to put you down lower. Instead, what you're going to want is the white hat tactics for search engine optimization. And that's really where WordPress excels. We use some plugins, Yoast SEO plugin, one of the most powerful plugins out there. And that's not something that Wix or Weebly has. And so with that, we can help build your website up towards the front page of the search engines. Or there's SEM, or the pay-per-click ads. So those are the two different ways to really build up your traffic. In your case, you guys have used SEO, search engine optimization. We've really worked behind the scenes on your SEO plugin to help get you guys keep building that traffic.
You know what? I'm pretty much convinced that we get all the web traffic we get because I'm walking around in downtown Pittsburgh at lunchtime with a sandwich board on my back. And it says, go to the Union Edge. But maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's the computer stuff you're doing.
Probably both.
There you go. So let's talk about security. And folks, when I'm talking to Katie about this, I'm real serious. There have been some really professional attempts to do nasty things to our website. And Katie has, she did her best raid imitation on a cockroach I've ever seen.
Yep, our programmers keep a close eye on your website. Anytime, you know, the gals say, hey, it's running a little bogged down. What's going on over here? We'll hop in and we'll take a look at your logs. And you're right. The more popular you guys have become, the more of a target you guys have become. And that's also the beauty of WordPress. Again, there's plugins out there that you've got to pay, you know, a couple bucks a month for that really specialize in security. They really keep an eye on things. We're able to, you know, lock the door with the key, several different locks on the door. To keep things out of there. That's not available with Wix or Weebly. And so with that, that's something to consider. How popular is my website going to be? Is it something that we may become a target for? With you guys are talking about some things that other people don't like. And so you're kind of a target. And with that, WordPress lets us lock the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't mess with me. I've got Katie Dexter. Katie, listen, we're coming towards the end of it, and I appreciate you being with us. If people have questions about this, and I'm sure there are people out there who have questions, how do they get a hold of you, and how do they find out more?
Well, they can stop out at appletreemediaworks.com, or you'll find our logo on the unionedge.com. Click on that, fill out a contact form, and we'll get right back to you.
There you go. Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And I still can't understand why my computer doesn't work when the ON-OFF switch is in the OFF position.
We'll help you out offline.
Yeah, is it plugged in? No. No, I'm supposed to plug it in? Oh, okay. Katie, thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you. Katie Dexter of AppleTree Media Works. And I apologize. I've known Katie for a long time. It's actually Katie Schneider, and she is an awesome person. AppleTreeMediaWorks.com. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.